And let's get the latest now on what's happening in the efforts to free 17 missionary workers who were kidnapped on Saturday in Haiti. The 16 Americans and one Canadian are members of an Ohio-based Christian ministry. They were visiting an orphanage when they were taken. Jacqueline Charles of the Miami Herald has been following this from Miami. And Jacqueline, what more do we know about how this happened? And there were reportedly children among the kidnapped?
Yes, we have received reports, or at least a charity, Christian Aid Ministries. They've confirmed that five children were among the group, along with 12 adults, 16 of whom are Americans. What we understand is that they were taken by gunpoint by this gang just east of Port-au-Prince when they were on their way back from visiting an orphanage.
Well, and sorry to our listeners, we have a bit of a delay, but that's live radio. Jacqueline, tell us more about this gang that's believed to have taken the missionaries.
Yeah, so this is a gang. It's named 400 Mauzo. It's located east of the capital of Port-au-Prince. They started off stealing cattle, then cars, and now they've been behind a lot of kidnappings. Their MO is essentially to grab busloads, carloads, vanloads of individuals and to ransom the entire van or the entire car. And they started doing this to escape scrutiny amid this rampant surge in kidnappings that we've been witnessing in Haiti for the last several years.
And those who were taken, are, you know, at least their group isn't new to this work. This is Christian Aid Ministries. They're one of the biggest deliverers of aid in Haiti. So tell us more about their work and the work of this group that was taken.
Yeah, they're part of the Mennonite community in Haiti. And in fact, I've been told that the individuals who are currently being held hostage, they actually live in the country. They provide a number of different services in the country, whether it be in terms of orphanage, healthcare, education. And I have to tell you that this is the second time in months that this community of Mennonites, that they have been victims of Haiti's insecurity. A few months ago, in the midst of a tropical storm, I wrote a story about how at least two of them were killed in a plane crash trying to get from the capital to the southeastern part of the country because they could not go by road because of gang violence.
Yeah, we remember that. Well, so what's been the organization's response? They're very sophisticated. They're a huge organization. I think they have something like 1,700 Christian missionaries in Haiti. So what's been their response?
You know, they issued a statement yesterday. They're asking for, you know, urgent prayers, not just for the members of their groups, but even for, you know, this gang, which I have to tell you, they were also behind the kidnapping of Catholic clergy in April. They held them for almost 2 weeks. You know, we're still waiting to understand whether or not there's been any request for a ransom amount. But basically, you know, they're asking people to pray.
Yeah. Well, and you've covered this deeply in Haiti. I mean, I'm imagining there's a debate over how to respond to kidnappers. If you pay them, you increase the number of kidnappers and gangs there are. So what's been the thinking?
You know, that is a huge debate because they're not in the shoes of the relatives of individuals who are being held captive, right? Your loved one is being held hostage. Sometimes they're being tortured. Sometimes you have no access to the person who has taken them and you just want to get them released. You know, the U.S. does not negotiate with kidnappers. What the FBI is going to do is try to assist whoever is on the other end of that call in terms of how do you manage that negotiation. But it's a very tough spot and it's a very frightening place to be in.
Yeah, and Jacqueline, we only have a few seconds, but the situation in Haiti, as we are hearing through this story, it's really still pretty tough.
It is very tough. The assassination of the president, August 14th, an earthquake. We've had a migration crisis. You have a country today that's basically in chaos. And we are now seeing the increased strength of armed gangs in that country.
Yeah. Jacqueline Charles with the Miami Herald, deeply involved in the coverage of Haiti, though. But Jacqueline, thank you so much.
Thanks for having me.